Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Storm, the Lord of Laughter, the Sunday Funday Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my co-host, the Superior, Super Bowl Gabi.
What up, everybody?
And as always, buddy.
Time to get drunk.
Yeah, what? I'm drunk off one beer. This is my one and only.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. This episode is not brought to you by Stone Ghost Hammer IPA.
It's just good, though.
Yeah, it is pretty tasty.
Oh, man.
Good choice. Wish it was in a bigger can.
Yeah, it came in a six-pack. So, it was actually a little bit, it was less expensive than the other ones I get. So, I was like, yeah, you know what? I rocks with this.
You're kind of medium energy today, old man. What's going on?
I got to go to work tonight, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. So, I'm kind of like, it's been a busy weekend, but it's been a fun weekend. Friday, I hung out with Diddy.
Yeah.
We drank, talked a little
Puff
shit.
Puff Daddy? Did you go on his jet?
No. BlackRabbit.com.
Yeah. BlackRabbit.com!
hung out with him, me, him, Maria, and his wife. Hung out Friday, watched some wrestling, watched Hobbs and Shaw again.
How was it?
Ooh, it was a fun train wreck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like every thing in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Tokyo Drift. That was solid. But,
Are you joking or are you serious?
Yeah, I love Tokyo Drift.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're the first person I've ever heard say that.
Oh, well, you know. How many, people do you know, have been fans of the Fast and the Furious franchise since the beginning?
Fletcher might be the only person I know that I can think of.
Well, there you go.
Because everyone else, they're kind of like, I could do without it. But I liked all of them when they started making them, ridiculous.
Yeah. So, the first one came out when I was in high school, and I used to actually hang out with street racers. So when that movie came out, it was kind of like a pilgrimage to the theater. Everybody had their souped-up Civics and Volkswagens.
You come up with, the most random things that, you did, like you used to do. You know, the people you hung out with. Which explains, why you're so, well-versed in a lot of different things, you know what I mean?
Well-versed. I am a modern Renaissance man, is that what you're trying to say?
Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're trying to say. Right.
Yes, you are a master Renaissance man.
Well, so Boston, one, Boston's small, mm-hmm. right? Two,
you like to learn. You like to know things. You inquire on things and make sure that, you can have a intelligent conversation. And even if you can't, you all make sure that you're at least versed enough to know what to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. But also, you know, the West Indian, Black, Central American community is even a smaller portion of a small city.
Yeah.
So,
I never thought about that.
Yeah. And so, kind of, just growing up in that community, you kind of have access to different types of things because you're connected to so many people in that community. We all know each other. And from that, you know people that are into street racing. You know people that are DJs. You know people that are doctors. You know people that are from all parts of the community.
Yeah.
Just using that as a conduit, that group as a conduit.
That's one of the things that I'm kind of disappointed about with just people in general. The idea of community doesn't really seem to be a thing anymore. It's all for one and fuck all y'all. You know what I mean?
Okay, boomer. No, but you're right.
You know what I mean? But don't get me wrong, that's not a lot. I got the, my homies, the podcast Play Cousins. We support each other whenever someone has a new pinup.
Yeah.
We let us know, we retweet it, you know what I mean? So even if we're not listening to it, we're still downloading the episodes for each other.
Yeah.
So the person will get their downloads, we still retweet them and share them. And especially if someone has a topic that we're seeing about and we know the person might, someone might be interested in their podcast, one of us will go, oh, have you heard, Charmaine's podcast?
Yeah.
Have you heard Brandon's podcast and things like that? So it's funny how sometimes there are no communities, and then on the flip side of that, I'm part of a community of people who are literally all across the country.
Yeah.
One girl's from the south, Charmaine's in Cali, Brandon I think's in Dallas, I want to say. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm here in Boston.
Well, to be honest with you, and this is one of the things I respect about you, old man, is I think that, like, don't underestimate your impact in maintaining those communities. Because even I notice it, like, you kind of go out your way to support people that, not even people that you're close with even. Like, it doesn't, you don't even have to be close with them. Like, if somebody's doing something that you respect, you go out your way to support them. And I think, especially nowadays, it's kind of like a lost art.
So. Well, yeah. And it's something I've also learned recently. Like, support isn't necessarily always... Support isn't just sharing things you do or downloading whatever. A lot of it is just, like, being there for someone emotionally.
Yep.
Like, my homeboy, Reverend Sweetbread. He
Reverend Sweetbread.
Ed. Like, he's like, oh, like, if I disappear for a day, he always hits me up, yo, you okay? You good? You need anything? Just little things like that. Like, that support, man. Like, you know what I mean? So, it's not necessarily like, sometimes, like, you know, it is kind of sad.
Well, he is a reverend, so.
Yeah. A reverend atheist.
That counts.
But he's also one of those dudes. But it's also kind of disheartening when you have people who will, like, they'll share anything Beyonce does, but when you're trying to create a project, they're just kind of like, eh, I don't care about you. But, I mean, but sure enough, you get famous, they're the first one, like, I always supported them. Bitch, please.
Can we talk about that a little bit later on? Because I hear that complaint a lot, and I think there's some merit to it, but I also think, because we've talked about that.
Yes.
About support from people within your immediate network versus support from a wider network, and how do you garner that, and what's more advantageous to, like?
Well, Black Rabbit said it best to me a while ago when we were discussing this, and actually you said this to me as well. Mm-hmm. The people you know who will support you, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, in order to be a success, you have to garner find people you don't know.
Yeah.
Because they have no, like, investment in things like that, so they'll share it because either A, they hate it, or B, they love it. But either way, they're sharing it. You know what I mean?
Publicity is good publicity.
Right, I guess.
Unless you're Harvey Weinstein. That shit just gets you murdered.
Yo, I love the memes that, like, Harvey Weinstein didn't kill himself. Like,
Wait, he didn't kill himself?
Yo, one of them was, it was Missy Elliott. It was like, drop it down, flip it, and reverse it. And then the caption was, Weinstein didn't kill himself in reverse. Yo, those shits have been fucking killing me, man. Oh, yeah. Man. You want to get to the Boomer Report?
Let's do it, Boomer.
All right, so now we're entering the Boomer Report. Is that what we're calling it? The Boomer Chronicle.
The Boomer Chronicles.
Entering the Boomer Chronicle.
Tell us why the millennials got you mad today.
Man. All right, so first off, just because you don't like something doesn't make you sexist or racist. I'll admit, but it's not for me. However, sometimes shit is just trash.
Okay, you want to give an example?
And it's funny, my next one. That said, I don't like Lizzo's music. It's just not for me. I don't like her music at all. Nothing she does is, like, she's entertaining, like, you know what I mean? Like, her social media, she's funny and all that. But I don't like any of her music. But it's, again, it's not for me.
So I wanted to say something smart, like, oh, you're a sexist pig. But honestly, like, I've never really heard her music.
I hear it on the radio, and, like, I'm not really a fan of it.
See, that's your problem. You listen to the radio.
But no, I listen to the radio when I'm in the car with Maria, and I don't really feel like plugging in my phone.
Ah, gotcha.
You know what I mean? But again, like, her music's just not for me. Like,
you're,
you know,
a pig.
I am. I'm a pig and a cunt. not every white person is a colonizer.
Prove it.
Well, I could go with the fact that the colonizers were actually Spanish. If you want, if you really want me to go there.
Yes, Spanish people from Spain are white.
Well, that's also true.
And then they were also Dutch and German and British. The British Empire is, like, the biggest colonial power of all time. Anyways, let me not be too woke right now.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, like, you can actually just enjoy, like, don't, like, every time a white person disagrees with you, don't call them a colonizer. Just, like, you know what I mean?
That's my go-to retort.
That is not your go-to retort.
What are you talking about? That's all I got.
Yeah, okay.
Colonizer.
don't sneak up on me like that, colonizer. That
shit, I love y'all white people.
Randy Orton has received zero backlash for saying the N-word.
Didn't we discuss that? Like,
we did, but it's been like a month and nothing's happened.
But I don't think anybody outside of wrestling even knows who he is.
No, but I highly doubt it. But the only thing about that is, it's like, he's like a known like trash bag. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll give the perfect example. He went AWOL.
Really? What do you mean?
Like, he was in the military and he went
AWOL. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, like, and he's just like, he just like exudes like being a giant piece of shit.
So, is he a foil in wrestling?
A foil?
Is he like a bad guy?
Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. Right now, I believe he's a heel.
Heel, that's what it is. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not into wrestling. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah. The PSP was ahead of its time.
So was the Zoom.
The what?
The Zoom.
What's the Zoom?
Don't pretend. See, damn.
Like the iPod?
Nah, the Microsoft version of iPod.
Oh, yeah, the Zoom. Zoom?
The Zoom.
Yeah, that the I've used
In the particular, Zoom. The Zoom HD. It was freaking awesome.
I'm moving on. You ain't going to tell me what isn't good.
I'm sorry, Boomer.
Thank you. Everyone hates comic book movies. Except the fans. You know, the people who pay to see them.
Yeah.
Like, yo, the backlash on that. Like, now Alan Moore is like, oh, these comic book movies are trash. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Alan Moore's always been that kind of like, oh,
dog, it's funny.
Don't make movies of my stuff. Shut the fuck up.
You cashing them checks, though, ain't
you? Yeah, you are.
But it's just funny. Like, all the people, they're like, oh, I hate these comic book movies. I'm like, yeah, but you still watch. Like, but, like, in your opinion don't really matter since, like, you know, you're not. Like, we're paying, like, the people who love the movies, yeah, the fans,
yeah,
we love them. We enjoy them.
I've been rewatching a lot of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Now that we have, plug, Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, some of them are actually really good. They're actually pretty good movies,
like, yeah,
on their own. Some, yeah, of them are kind of, like, you know, cheesy a little bit, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good.
I mean, like, my favorite, one of my favorites, I should say, is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yo.
That's just, yeah, that's a good movie.
I rewatched that with the wife 2 days ago.
Captain America, I think it's funny.
That's really good.
Of all the MCU movies, I think I've seen Winter Soldier, First Avenger, and Guardians of the Galaxy more than I've seen any of them.
Age of Ultron and Civil War were much better than I thought they were.
We'll talk about that on a CCBN.
Okay, cool.
Because some news develops from that.
All right.
I will not, I repeat, I will not see Joker 2 in theaters.
Don't disrespect Joker.
Also, I'll probably see Joker 2 in theaters. I actually have high hopes for it. I think the next one's going to be, like, fucking incredible.
Really?
I think, like, it's... Because he's going to be Joker. He's going to be violent. It's not going to be, like, an artsy-fartsy movie that, like, you know, that basically was only good because Joaquin Phoenix is, you know,
brilliant.
Great. Yeah. You know what I mean? When I was young and in shape, I wanted to fight a bear. No gun, just a sword and a warhammer or an axe.
I think with enough money, you could do that in Russia.
Yeah, but I'm not young and in shape anymore.
You are a shape.
Yo, that bear gonna look at me and go, you're perfectly marbled.
I'll put some money on you.
What, the two coins on my eyes for the River Styx?
No, you can do like... he lived a good life. He went out the way he wanted to.
Yeah, fighting a bear. The bear won in a flawless victory.
I think you would fuck a bear cub up, though.
No. I want to fight a bear cub. I want to fight a real cub. I want to fight a real bear.
What, are you stupid?
Yes.
I mean, you beat up the babies first.
Nope.
All
right. I want mama bear.
Mama bear will fuck you up.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm gonna kill mama bear and then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat mama bear. I'm going to find a cub so I don't get no, like, revenge bear.
the little bear's going to grow up, learn kung fu, destroy your whole lineage.
Yeah.
We should make that movie.
Revenge Bear?
Revenge Bear.
I mean, there's a movie called Grizzly Rage, which is essentially that. It's
Wait, what?
A movie called Grizzly Rage.
Is it a baby bear?
Nah.
Going for revenge with a katana?
Nah, there's a little baby bear. It's these teenagers run over a baby bear and leave it there, and the mama bear comes back and, like, kills them all. It is the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen.
I want that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking
I'm going to look inside that movie.
Yo, next time your wife comes over, the four of us sit together and watch it.
Oh my god, please.
We'll attempt to watch it like we always attempt to watch shit and never do.
We'll never do. We just end up talking about all types of random shit.
Yeah. And it's always funny, like, when all the three of you guys get into, like, the medical field bag, and I'm just kind of sitting there like,
Oh, you mean like when you and my wife start laughing hysterically at movie references that me and Marie don't get at all?
The movie's on. What are you talking about that though?
All
right. With the fucking Emperor's New Groove, and we're sitting there like two little children, and you, Maria, looking at us like we're idiots.
I want to serve you guys Cocoa Puffs.
Dog, I ate the Cocoa Puffs too, man.
And like a Ninja Turtle cup. Orange juice.
Yo, if, I wish the two of you could see the looks on your faces when we were going, watch it now, Cusco! Oh my God. All right, man. Yo, we'll be right back with the...
Oh, before we go.
What's up?
Shout out to Coco Host. She's supposed to be here today.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Coco Host, man.
She's not feeling too well. Hope she gets well soon.
And she's the Coco Host, so she'll be back, man. Like, but, yeah, get well to her. And, like, the health first, so.
Health first.
Health first. All right, we're going to be right back with the Super Bowl Political Corner.
Cause he'll come through, kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll come through, kick you in the dick.
And we are back on the Old Man Wade Show. So, I want to shout out to my boy Brandon Powers, who actually runs a one of the better comic book sites on Facebook called Powers Combined.
He's a Superman historian.
Yeah, he was actually on the show. I'm talking about that. He was on the show. And I was trying to make sure I support the people who support me. So I wanted to shout him out with, he has a contest coming up. So, or I like to call it Free Stuff Alert. First rule, actually no, it's a contest starting November 24th and ending at 5 p.m. on December 24th. The winner will be announced on Christmas Day, December 25th. Rules, first one must be a member of Powers Combined, exclamation point. Group to participate.
Powers Combined!
Members will be allowed one entry per day. It can be either sharing the raffle post publicly or tagging a different non-member each day. If the post is shared to another group, be sure to tag the group in the raffle post so it can be counted as an entry and people can check out that group if they like some of the... Some groups have privacy settings so we might not necessarily be able to see where they're shared. They must add the comment, everything... with each entry, share or tag in the comments of the raffle post in the group. This raffle is actually kind of dope. It's digital copies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
That's pretty cool.
From like Iron Man 1 to Endgame. Huh. So shout out to Brandon Powers from Powers.
Are Spider-Man movies included?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
So it's Powers Combined, all caps, with an exclamation point at the end.
Powers Combined!
Yeah, pretty much like that. So, we weren't actually going to talk about this, because Superbook's kind of tired of the depressing idea of politics recently.
So depressing.
John Mulaney, a comedian, had the best analogy for Trump getting to office. He said it's like a horse got loose in a hospital.
Oh, shit.
He goes, no one knows how the horse got in the hospital, but he's there in the hospital, and he keeps doing stuff. And every day, you're like, oh, God, what did the horse do now? Mm-hmm. And then some days, you don't see the horse, and you're like, oh, my God, where's the horse, and what is the horse doing?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, major stuff happens, like people die, and all the other crazy stuff happens.
There's like somebody dies, and there's like a hoof mark in their forehead.
Yeah, but he said sometimes something weird happens. You're like, oh, the horse took an elevator.
Huh.
How did the horse take an elevator? So apparently now they're trying to impeach the horse.
Yeah.
So, fun fact for people, impeachment doesn't mean that he's going to be out of office. That doesn't mean that.
Yeah, true.
So, we've talked about it before, but just for the people, just for the uninformed, what exactly is impeachment?
So impeachment is one of the only... one of the most fundamental ways that Congress can check the president in a real way. So the text in the Constitution says that if the president is found to have committed high crimes and misdemeanors,
mm-hmm.
Congress has a right to impeach them, which is to put the president on trial, essentially, in Congress. Reason why we do that is because a sitting president cannot be indicted right? They can't be put on trial by...
When a president does it, it's not illegal.
By the courts. That was Nixon's kind of excuse, which isn't true. It is illegal. It's just that due to the separation of powers, it's almost impossible to have a president sit in a courtroom because the president could just say, like, no, I don't want to do that.
It's yeah.
Equal branches of power, essentially. So, interesting thing about it is that the two previous impeachments were done, I would say, primarily for political reasons. But this impeachment actually was sparked by an act that the founders envisioned impeachment for.
Yeah.
Which was a foreign power interfering with an election on behalf of a president and with the president's knowledge. So essentially, when they were coming up with they were trying to figure out, okay, so we have this presidential branch that we're coming up with, right? So they have the three branches of government. And we have this president, and they're like, okay, we don't want this president to be a king. So how can we, you know, prevent that from happening? Like, how do we enforce the checks and balances that we want, right?
So basically, it's almost... And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head for people who may not understand it, like me, where it's like, it's almost like a check.
It is, yeah, it is a check, yeah.
Like a definite, like, watch your shit or we will get you out of office.
Well, it gives them...
It's almost like a first written warning.
Yeah, there's so you can kick a president out of office after an impeachment, right? And you can also do that if they've been found to not be able to perform their duties due to, like, a, you know, some type of mental illness or something like that.
Which that dude probably does have.
Which is a very complicated process, right? You need the vice president to be on board with that. You need a certain amount of Congress to be on board with that. A certain amount of the cabinet members to be on board with that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Impeachment... It's only possible right now because the House of Representatives are the ones that are given the responsibility to start the impeachment process. And the House of Representatives at this point are run by Democrats. So that's the only reason why this is happening now, because that one half of Congress is run by Democrats. From the way we started this, you say that impeachment doesn't necessarily mean the president's going to be kicked out of office, which is particularly true in this case because the Senate, they're the ones that convict the president based on the evidence found in the House investigations. The Senate, along with the Chief Justices of the Supreme Court, look at all the evidence. They might call in new witnesses, and they decide whether or not the president should be kicked out of office.
Okay.
The Senate is run by Republicans, right?
Yes.
And the Chief Justice was appointed by a Republican. So... It's very unlikely unless, like, the president comes out and says, yeah, fucking did it. Fuck y'all.
I could see him doing it.
Right?
I could absolutely see him doing it.
You know,
that's the funny part.
Yeah. That's pretty much the only way I think the Senate, and it still might not even be enough for them to kick him out of office for that to happen. So, and we're very close to an election as well.
So explain what that means. Like, just, like, you know what I mean? Like, why that's such a big deal since we're, like, close to an election, which is a year from now, right?
Because it's essentially impeachments are political. They're a political process. It's not a criminal process. It's a political process. And which means that politicians are the ones that decide this based on political motives. Now, it would be very unlikely that the Republicans, even if they did have, like, there's a lot of evidence pointing that the president did wrongdoing. We could go into what exactly he did if you want, but I'm pretty sure everybody knows what he's being.
I mean, you can give him the cliff notes for it, like, you know what I mean?
If you
want to, like, it's
one. Yeah, yeah. But before we get into that, if the Republican president is impeached due to wrongdoing, it can really hamper other Republicans that are going to be on tickets in 2020, their chances of being reelected or elected, right?
Yes.
So it's a game that they're playing. And they would rather put their hopes in the people reelecting Trump, right?
Yes.
Versus going through this whole impeachment process. All right. So, just real quick, the reason why Trump is in this predicament in the first place is because
he's an idiot.
He's an idiot, and he wanted to have the new Ukrainian president spark an investigation on Joe Biden, who was at the time his most likely competitor in the next election, right? To find dirt based on conspiracy theories to help him win an election, potentially win an election. And that's literally the reason why the founders wanted impeachment in the first place. So it's kind of like the textbook reason for an impeachment. Trump committed that, which is kind of crazy.
Yo, you know what I love about him?
Yeah.
It's like, it never ceases to amaze me, like, how, like, he finds new and interesting ways to just do the things he does.
It's interesting because I don't know if he's doing this stuff on purpose, right? Or if he's but also a lot of the things, a lot of these things seem to be sparked by the fact that he doesn't know what he's doing. The people around him don't know what he's doing. I was listening to an interview with Susan Rice, who was the UN ambassador for the Obama administration.
Okay.
And she was one of the few people that were left to hand power over to the Trump administration. Like, she's one of the critical...
cabinet members who are responsible for, you know, giving, like, the last bit of information to the Trump administration as they walk into the White House. And she was talking to the person that was going to be replacing her. I forgot his name. I think it was John Bolton, I believe. I don't remember. But essentially, her takeaway was that they didn't know what to do. They were asking her questions, like basic questions about the job. Right? And they seemed nervous going in. Like, they really cared to take this position. And early on, Trump was able to get at least some experienced people to kind of help in running the White House. But them being experienced, they weren't really on board with everything he wanted to do. A lot of the shady shit he wanted to do, like his relationship with Putin, him really believing a lot of these conspiracy theories out of Fox News. Because even though they were Republican and they supported his candidacy, some of them didn't, but they were Republican and they wanted to help a Republican president, they actually knew what they were doing. And they knew the effect that some of these decisions that Trump wanted to make would have on the country as a whole. Right? Yeah. There's some things that Democrats and Republicans always agreed on. And he was kind of like shitting on it. So a lot of them left. A lot of them resigned. He fired a lot of them. And so we're at a point right now where the executive branch is run by a bunch of amateurs, partisan hacks, literal white nationalists. And for me, just thinking about that freaking terrifies me. Because even if he loses, even if he's impeached, or even if he loses re-election, the effect of this presidency are going to be felt for years, maybe generations.
Yeah.
Especially with his Supreme Court picks. So, I don't know. I just want to get rich. Get a farm.
Yo, it's funny. Me and Maria were talking about that. We were talking about, like, we wish we had fuck you money.
But you need fuck you money.
Yeah.
You need however much money Kanye West has that allows him to just
that nigga, man.
Be a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I told myself I've said it before, and I've been doing better, is I'm trying to make an active decision to not say nigga anymore.
Oh, okay.
But Kanye West is a nigga.
Yeah, and I'm probably not a good influence on that, because that's one of my favorite three words.
I like Chris Rock. yeah, man, but it's like that dude, every time he opens his mouth, man, and that prayer thing he did last week at Joel Osteen's Klan rally, I mean mega church.
Klan rally. Did you watch it?
Huh?
Did you watch it?
I watched some of it, man. I caught clips of like Kanye West talking. I was like, for the love of Odin, man, just please, just.
He makes my head hurt when he talks. Like, there's certain people that like I just can't listen to them speak. It just hurts my head. Like, just the constant fallacies and just
ignorance. It's just whatever. And I apologize to the audience for depressing you guys a little bit with this political talk, but, you know, shit. It's just real out here in the streets.
Greetings! We are the Retro Reductopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons, I don't know, help me out here.
Music.
Pants.
Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibers.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers. Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoflange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Octopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey. They might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Reductopus is part of the Inebriarch Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, reductopus.buzzsprout.com.
And we're back on the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget to visit oldmanwade.com.
OldManWade.com.
Don't forget to visit BlackRabbit.com.
BlackRabbit.com.
BlackRabbit.com. That's where you'll find our other podcast, the Culture Comic Book News Podcast.
CCBN.
Yeah. So, let's get into some little fun shit.
Yeah.
If you were going to cast Harriet Tubman,
yep.
Who would you cast?
Julia Roberts.
Why would you cast Julia Rogers? Roberts, Hobby.
Because she clearly has the cheekbones for it. She can pull it off.
No, this is bad about Gods of Egypt, man. That shit. Dog. You know, when I first saw someone post a link, I looked at it, I was like, there's no way this is fucking real. So I went about my day, whatever, and I happened to be online again. I'm like, oh, this is actually a thing.
Yeah.
And you heard the excuse?
What?
The excuse was that enough time has passed that people won't remember that she's black. This is what they think.
What's this excuse for? Who made this excuse?
There was, I guess, whoever the person was who suggested it. Yo,
I have thoughts on this. But go ahead.
This is funny.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, actually.
Go ahead. I'm listening, man. So this shit is funny.
It's funny, and I wasn't surprised, but at the same time, I think it's overblown.
It probably is.
And the only reason why I think it's overblown, because I don't think any studio, like, nowadays, would ever do that.
No.
Like, that's not going to happen. No. What I think happened was that some, like, dickhead executive in, like, some meeting that they had with, like, 20 other executives thought it would be a funny joke. And then it just got picked up. That's what I think happened.
Dog, I'd have looked at him dead in the face and been like,
I ain't got no more talk. Y'all finished or y'all done?
Yeah, he would have got smacked in the face.
Dog.
But that's gonna happen. Julia Roberts woke up one morning and was like, "What the fuck am I trending?"
Yo. Yo, that's all. Yo, you know that's always great when someone's like, "Yo, what the fuck am I trending? Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I just woke up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got up, took care of my kids, sent them off to the nanny, jacked off, and now I'm trending."
Yeah. You know, Julia Roberts probably just finished reading the autobiography of,
Malcolm X
or some shit, you know.
Oh, man. Dog, that shit was so goddamn funny, though, man.
That's crazy. The things that trend on Facebook.
I get most of my trending stuff on Twitter, though.
Twitter?
Yeah, man.
Twitter must have been live.
Yo, I think it was one of my favorite memes has been, I'm going to tell my kid this is blank.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Julia Roberts was Harriet Tubman. But
maybe that's how we get her on a $20 bill.
What, we just use
tell Trump that he can use Julia Roberts' face. No?
No.
Okay.
I also think it would, I think the best one I saw was, it was a picture of Mia Khalifa, and someone said, I'm going to tell all my kid this was Princess Jasmine in Aladdin.
Yo, I love those memes.
Yo, those have been my favorite ones.
The greatest.
I'm actually proud of the one I did, the 10-year challenge with the X-Men.
That was pretty good.
One was Utopia and the other one was the actual Utopia.
Man, that was pretty good.
Yeah, man. Also, we have that ugly-ass Tesla car, truck.
Oh, my God.
Dog, that looks like something I drew in the second grade.
Yeah. Somebody was like, hey, did you know that the DeLorean was one of the most disappointing cars ever created?
Hold my beer.
Exactly. That's it's made out of stainless steel. The shatterproof windows actually shattered.
Yeah.
When they were trying to demonstrate it. Apparently, there's over 100,000 orders, which proves beyond a doubt that people are fucking idiots.
No, people will buy anything. Me and Black Rabbit were talking about that, and we were saying how it looks like the Sega CD game, Daytona 500.
Yo, for real. It looks like a pickup truck from Grand Theft Auto 1.
No. What was that game, well, like, way back in the game, where, like, every person you were shooting out in space and everything looked like a triangle?
Like, all of them?
Yes!
Freaking Atari truck.
These are fucking hideous, man.
Like, what the fuck? I want to be that rich.
Where you can just do that. Where you can just get a car. You're like, eh.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I want to take a freaking stainless steel sink and turn it into a trunk. That's what I want to do. I want to be that. I want to be.
Yo, dog. That's fuck you money, man.
Yo, literally fuck you money.
Like, dog. This doesn't look like. And of course, there's a bunch of orders for it. You know why there's a bunch of orders for this? Because people.
Kanye West wanted 100,000. Stainless steel trucks?
That wouldn't shock me at all. Part that cracks me up about this is people are buying these things because it's money. Mm-hmm. Like, people will just buy shit because it's expensive.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about anything else as long as they can make fucking money off. Mm-hmm. Give a fuck. And that is fucking depressing.
Welcome to capitalism.
Yep. You actually said something about capitalism and I can't remember what happened. But, Furthermore,
that's great. Don't kill me.
If you find me in the Super Bowl in our respective houses,
just remember, Weinstein himself.
Oh, and last but not least, your boy Lay.
Oh yeah, man. It's
so overrated. For I had it
before, like 2 years ago. Like one.
I had it twice.
You probably didn't even have the spicy version. You probably have the plain ass vanilla one.
Fuck you. But go ahead, talk about your boys, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really into, like, canceling shit anyways. I don't really give a shit. But I guess it's a good thing. But at the end of the day, I don't know how genuine it is. You know, it's a business.
Yeah.
They're expanding into markets that are a lot more liberal than they've ever been in.
Yeah.
So it makes sense on a business perspective. I doubt that the people that started Chick-fil-A have changed their thoughts on.
Oh, absolutely not. So they'll probably do it through like a third party company,
yeah.
Or they'll find like some shady parking lot to give that to, like Deep Throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or even not. Like who? Like, you know, I think they were only given like a couple hundred thousand dollars to between those two organizations.
I mean, it's still not like
great. I think the best part of it is how butthurt like Fox News and other people I think are pieces of shit feel about it.
Really? They really give a shit about that?
Yeah, and it's funny because they're the ones that are mainly against cancel culture. But as soon as Chick-fil-A stops like giving money to certain like anti-gay groups,
yeah.
They want to cancel Chick-fil-A. Huckabee was like, I don't believe they did this. I got millions of people to support them during a rally, and now they've caved to militant social justice warriors. Like, shit's crazy out here, man. I don't know, man. I'm done with this country. Oh, man.
I'd like to be, but it's kind of where all my stuff is.
Yeah, I'm in Honduras.
Yeah, I was actually talking. Did I have a conversation with you about that? About going to Honduras?
No.
I was actually talking to somebody about going like regular, like just like foreign places, and how I usually just don't leave the
country?
Not the country. The resort.
Oh.
unless I'm like going with like a tour guide and stuff like that.
Yeah, you probably don't want to leave the resort in some of these countries.
Yeah, and the reason, and a lot of it has, and a lot of it has to do with one, I don't speak the language and I don't want to be a dickhead like trying to murder someone's like culture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And second, I have a temper. So if someone's going to say the wrong thing to me or get an attitude with me, and I'm either get shot or get put in jail. And I ain't trying to, one, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Second, I ain't trying to get locked up in one of these foreign prisons.
I mean, you can, you know, control your temper. Because you're like in a beautiful country with like beautiful weather and food.
Yeah, but I said to somebody I would. God damn. I mean, sure, I could do that. That makes a lot of sense, and that's actually the logical thing you'd assume that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know my faults. Like, you know what I mean? If someone like grabs my wife, I'm gonna fucking.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna knock their fucking head off.
Yeah, no, but I mean? They. But I think people. One, I don't think you should. I think you should travel in a decent sized group.
I agree.
I don't think I understand that people want to be adventurous and like go out and just go out by themselves or maybe with like one other person. But mm-hmm. I don't. It's a foreign country, someplace you've never been to. You know, you don't know the customs, you don't know the rules, you don't know where's safe or what's not safe. Like
yeah, I'm like going. I'm like that in other states.
Yeah, you know exactly. I
mean? Shit, I'm like that in different parts of this state. Like
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Like I remember me and the wife were driving somewhere and cutting up Blue Hill Ave.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't know Blue Hill Ave. She's from the south.
Yeah.
The south end. And you know my wife, she's tough.
Yeah.
Like she grew up hood.
Yeah.
So we were going up Blue Hill Ave and someone cut her off and she starts beeping her horn, rolled down the window and start cursing. And I was like, not here.
Mm.
Not here on Blue Hill Ave. Yeah. Nah, duh. She was like, I was like, I love you. I'll fight for you. I'll take a bullet for you. But I can only take so many before I'm slumped over. And
take about three or four bullets.
Yeah.
You on your own.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do after that. You know what I mean? So, but like, it's just like, you kind of know your area. Like, yeah. I wouldn't go to, like, everyone talks about, like, how Brooklyn and, like, certain parts of Harlem are all, like, nice now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you go down the wrong block in either one of those places.
Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn thing.
Like blocks are nice. Certain blocks are nice.
Yeah. Certain areas are nice. Like, yeah. Like again, like Roxbury's slowly being gentrified. But go down the wrong street in Roxbury. Like yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Going and talking that shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the thing. Like just you know, just realize that you're not in your place. Like treat it like you would if you're a visitor in somebody else's home.
Yeah.
Be respectful. I mean, I think we should. Have that type of you know common sense, but
well, therein lies the problem.
And I don't know, like if in places like I'd say Honduras for in particular, right?
Yeah,
it's a whole country, right? It's not just a city; it's a whole country. So there are gonna be parts that are less safe than others, but there are large segments of the place that are like catered to tourists. And even if it's not catered to tourists, it's not that bad. It's just really just. People trying to live their lives, you know, and as much as you don't want to have any trouble, they don't want to have any trouble either.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But you know, there's also some people like in some places they're looking for a fight.
Like where, yeah. Like the like northern Nigeria, like Boko Haram terrorists. Like I don't.
Nigga, Mississippi, well, Detroit,
well, yeah.
Alabama. Yeah. You know what I mean? They ain't gotta go out the country to find that shit.
Yeah.
Shit, I used to work with a dude who specifically when I was bouncing was hoping that he could get into a fight.
Yeah, those people are assholes.
Exactly my point. Yeah. I've run into an asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck around and, like, you know, get dealt with. You know what I mean? All right, man. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank the Superior, Civil War Gabi.
You're welcome, old man.
This has been actually kind of a slow news week. We had some stuff planned. We had stuff planned, but like we said, the Coco host was feeling the weather.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save some of those for...
We made her some Old Man Wade soup.
Old Man Wade soup sounds nasty, dog. Yeah. Old Man Wade soup sounds nasty.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let's not make her some Old Man Wade soup.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll save the Old Man Wade soup for ALC.
Oh my god.
Congratulations, Old Man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Damn it, Wade!